Republicans launch Stop Stacey Abrams ahead of Georgia 2022 governor race. By Ashley Oliver on February 1, 2021. Republican strategists in Georgia announced the launch of a group called Stop Stacey on Monday as they prepare for a potential rematch between Governor Brian Kemp, R, and Democrat activist Stacey Abrams in the state's 2022 race for governor. The group plans to target Abrams, who narrowly lost to then-Secretary of State Kemp in the 2018 governor's race and who has since led massive fundraising efforts for Democrats through Fair Fight and the New Georgia Project. Groups that contributed to the party upsetting Republicans in the November 3 presidential election and two Senate runoff elections last month. After losing the White House and United States Senate in 2020, grassroots Republicans across Georgia and America are standing together to stop radical Stacey Abrams, the group's senior strategist, Jeremy Brand, said. Thanks to her socialist backers and billionaires like George Soros, Stacey Abrams has raised over $100 million to orchestrate a total takeover in the 2022 election. The group, which said its initial seed funding is in the six figures, hopes to compete with Abrams' large-scale cash flow. Over a two-year period, Fair Fight alone raised $90 million, per federal data, and funneled that money into grassroots organizations supporting Democrats in Georgia's 2020 races. Abrams launched Fair Fight after refusing to concede to Kemp in 2018 over claims of voter suppression. Official results demonstrated a definitive but narrow loss to Kemp of 1.4%, or about 50,000 votes. Abrams in 2014 also launched the New Georgia Project. Though she no longer leads the group, its members have continuously zoned in on efforts to register new voters, focusing specifically on racial minorities. Its CEO boasted to Vox after the Democrats' Senate runoff victories that members had knocked on millions of doors and made millions of phone calls leading up to the race. Stop Stacey noted in its announcement that the New Georgia Project has recently undergone investigation by Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger for allegedly encouraging non-residents to vote. Raffensperger announced in December that in addition to other reports, the group had sent multiple postcards to his son who died 2 years ago and contended that the group was promoting illegal voting. The investigation was one of hundreds the state has initiated related to the 2020 election after accusations of widespread voter fraud dominated news of the results. After two recounts, the red state officially turned blue for the first time since 1992, on a razor-thin margin of 0.2%, or about 12,000 votes, out of 5 million votes cast in the presidential race. 538 noted of the race that it's hard to dismiss Abrams' role in her mission to mobilize Democrat voters. Stop Stacey promotes Stop Stacey and Save America messaging on its website stopstacey.org, similar to the Win Georgia, Save America campaigns of 2020. It notes that far-left Abrams is radical and that her get-out-the-vote efforts undermine election integrity, and the organization seeks to shed light on this through research, events, and ad campaigns. We will do whatever it takes to expose Stacey Abrams' radical network, highlight her dangerous agenda, and ultimately defeat her and her left-wing candidates at the ballot box, Brand said. There is no time to waste. We must stand up, fight back, and stop Stacey. Kemp told the Atlanta Journal-Constitution he plans to run for re-election, but Abrams has not yet confirmed her candidacy. One early poll found Kemp leading Abrams by 4 points in the battleground's potential gubernatorial rematch. Write to Ashley Oliver at oliver@breitbart.com.